Hi, this is Chris Kirchhoff, President and CEO of PlanCorp. The warm, fuzzy feeling markets experienced in July from expectations that the Fed might curtail rate hikes abruptly ended in August as Fed Chairman Jerome Powell didn't reinforce the market's view at the widely watched Fed retreat in Jackson Hole. Chairman Powell said that to successfully reduce inflation, the Fed would have to, quote, keep at it until the job is done. In doing so, he further said that the hikes would probably result in lower economic growth for a sustained period because interest rates would need to stay high for some time. He added there would very likely be some softening in the labor market and some pain for households and businesses. Markets realized almost immediately that the Fed had no plans to alter its stance as they had apparently expected going into the speech. In many ways, nothing has changed. The Fed is going to continue to do what it has been doing, which is tightening monetary policy. What we saw was market expectations getting a little ahead of themselves and Powell's speech bringing those expectations back in line. What this means for investors is that the bear market continues on. As we've noted in previous client calls, blog posts, and podcasts, the average bear market for the S&P 500 lasts about 12 months and experiences a decline of 30%. If we separate out bear markets that happen during a recession, we see that the average bear market lasts about 18 months with a 37% decline. With August in the books, it's only been 8 months, and losses have reached just above 23%. There is no way to know with certainty where things will go from here, but history would tell us that more time will be needed for this bear market to end. But what if you knew for a fact that the bear market would be over at some date in the future? How would that change your behavior? We'd like to think it would make you more likely to stay the course. Earning market returns isn't always easy. It means capturing both the good and bad periods. Fortunately, we've planned for these bad periods already in our clients' financial independence analysis. If you're feeling uncertain about current market environment, the best course of action is to look at your financial plan, which is firmly in your control. Thanks for listening to our latest update. Head to PlanCorp.com to check out the latest blogs, videos, podcasts, and other resources available to you as a client, and head to PlanCorp.com/Alexa for related articles and important disclosures.